Quiet, please. Play.
William Hill brings you expert previews and live in-play betting analysis every day of Wimbledon. InPlayRadio.co.uk. Your eyes on a world of betting. Wimbledon 2016 is upon us, and there's loads of betting at WilliamHill.com on the app and in the shops around the country. So make sure you check out all the bets and the enhanced prices as we go through the tournament. Dave Kellner, our resident tennis expert, is going to take you through each of the big players in the men's side of the draw.
I need to start that gluten-free diet because it's worked wonders for Novak Djokovic. He's been incredible, absolutely sensational this season, winning the Australian Open and winning the French Open. That came on the back of Wimbledon wins in 2015 and the win at the US Open. He now holds all four Grand Slam titles in his grasp. He's on the cusp of something historic as well. Only Rod Laver in the Open era has taken all four slams in the calendar year. And Novak Djokovic is halfway there with those wins in Australia and in France. He's unquestionably the man to beat this fortnight at Wimbledon. 8-11 accurately reflects his chance. If anything, it's slightly on the big side. He's won five of the last six slams, and he is the man to beat at SW19. Even Lendl's reunion with Andy Murray has been long awaited, and I for one am glad that those two are back together. Andy Murray undoubtedly played his best tennis under the tutelage of the Czech, winning a slam at the US Open in 2012 and following that with a win at Wimbledon in 2013. Lendl seems to inspire Murray. He hits his forehand stronger with Lendl in his corner, and there's a belief there that he can beat Novak Djokovic when Lendl is around. Without him, he's suffered at the hands of the Serb. Murray will expect to make his way through the first week unscathed, but lurking in that quarter is Nick Kyrgios, and I feel that might be a tough match for Murray to overcome. He's rightly second favourite in the betting, but looks short at 5-2. Father Time remains undefeated, and the clock is certainly ticking for Roger Federer. He had a wonderful opportunity to win another Wimbledon crown last year, but Novak Djokovic was in his way and the Serb beat him in four sets. The year prior to that, again, Djokovic's conqueror in five in the final in 2014. Federer's not playing as well this season either, beaten in Halle by the youngster Alex Zverev, and I get the feeling he's not quite on his game. Federer easily opposable, even at a double-figure price. It's fascinating that Milos Raonic has decided to team up with John McEnroe. That looks a good move. McEnroe has a wealth of experience, and he can maybe harness Raonic's power. His Wimbledon record isn't fantastic. He made the semi-final here back in 2014, but was knocked out in the second round in 2011, 2012, and 2013, before being beaten in the third round last year. He did look good at Queens, eventually falling to Andy Murray in the final in three sets, and if McEnroe has had enough time to work with Raonic, I think he'll have a good championship. The problem is, he's scheduled to meet Novak Djokovic in the quarterfinal, and Djokovic leads that head-to-head 7-0. Djokovic, Raonic to meet in the quarterfinal. Unfortunately for Raonic backers, I think that's as far as the Canadian will go. Stan Wawrinka is always a threat on any surface, but this might be his weakest. He's made the quarterfinal each of the last 2 years, but in his 11 years at Wimbledon, that's as far as he's ever progressed. He has the ability to take the ball away from the opponent. He can hit the backhand quickly and flat as well. But this surface doesn't suit him. His movement isn't as good as the top players. I don't see Stan Wawrinka being a factor this fortnight. Now for the bets. It's totally unoriginal, but I think Novak Djokovic will, in all likelihood, win his fifth straight slam. An 8-11 isn't that bad a price, in all honesty. He's won five of the last six now. He's on a complete tear this season. And if he does win Wimbledon and go on and win the US Open, he could arguably be called the greatest of all time. Djokovic has to be in anyone's portfolio. I'm having one more bet on the other side of the draw as well, and it's going to be Nick Kyrgios at a double figure price. Good price as well, 25-1 each way. He's in Andy Murray's quarter, but Nick Kyrgios is ready to make his breakthrough. He's on the verge, and I think his game is well suited to the grass. So my two, Djokovic, unoriginal, Nick Kyrgios, a little bit of an outsider at 25-1. Djokovic and Kyrgios for me.